10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson. Today I'm speaking with Nadine Brandes. She is an author who fuses authentic faith with bold imagination in her dystopian trilogy, The Out of Time series. The first book in the series, A Time to Die, was nominated for a Christie Award this year. Her next book, A Time to Speak, is coming out in October. She writes about brave living, finding purpose, and other worlds soaked in imagination. Nadine, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
All right, so the first question I ask everybody on the podcast is, what did you have for breakfast?
Well, breakfast is kind of a new thing for me. I've been trying to be consistent, and so every morning I'll have cheesy toast. I just make a piece of toast and melt cheese on it, and it's probably not very healthy at all, but I'm in a routine now, and I really like it, and so that's my everyday breakfast.
So you're currently writing young adult fiction. Why did you decide to start writing young adult fiction as opposed to just regular fiction?
Well, I really got passionate for writing when I was a teenager, and at that time, it was hard for me to find wholesome fiction. I could find fiction, you know, in just the general market shelves, but I'd never know what I would run across halfway through the book. And it was really frustrating for me. Obviously, it's different nowadays. There's a lot more Christian fiction out there, which is fantastic. But I got passionate about writing fiction when I was a teenager. So it felt natural to write for the young adult age group. And alongside that, I have two younger siblings, and I watched them struggle to figure out who they were as people and who they were in Christ, just like I had at that age. And I really had a heart to reach that reader group, and I think God's just given me a heart for that same age group. And it's a lot of fun to write, and it's the majority of what I read. So I just feel very immersed in that genre of writing.
Now, Enclave Publishing actually picked you up for your first novel, and they're continuing to publish you. How did that work out? You're a first time novelist, and here you got with a pretty well known Christian publisher of science fiction.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, honestly, I have the author story that every author wants. It was just smooth sailing. I had gone to a writers conference in Colorado, where I met Jeff Gerke, who owned Enclave Publishing when it was called March Lord Press. So he was the original publisher and founder. And I met him at the conference and established a friendship. He, you know, I attended a lot of his classes. And I went to that conference several years in a row. And he was always giving me pointers on my writing. And somebody, when I had gotten my book edited, had recommended that I look into March Lord Press, which is now Enclave. And so that's why I gravitated toward Jeff. And when I started writing A Time to Die, I only had a couple chapters down, and I really wanted his professional feedback. So I met up with him at the conference, and I said, hey, I'm not pitching my book, but can you just read the first page and tell me what I can do better? And he read it, and he said, well, I want you to send me the whole book. And I said, well, it's not written yet. And he said, well, I'll wait. And so for 2 years, he kept sending me these email updates. How's it coming? How's the book coming? And it was crazy because I felt like I was being pursued by the publishing house, and he had seen something in my work, which was just so encouraging. And so I finished the book and I sent it to him. And a month later, he offered me a book contract for the whole series. So it really was just a work of God. There's so many tiny details in there of how God set things up and, you know, all the behind the scenes. But in short, I really was blessed that Jeff Gerke sought me out. And not only that, but he kind of mentored me a bit as a writer along the way.
So you touched on this a little bit already, but I wanted to see if maybe we can pull a little more out of you on this. Why do you think it's important to have faith-based or faith-inspired young adult fiction?
Well, basically, because Christ is our hope. He's the hope for the lost, and he's the reason that we are alive and the reason for living. And I think that especially at that young adult age, at least for me, when I was that age, that was my big moment of searching, my time of trying to figure out you know, how serious I wanted to be about this God thing. And fiction really helped in that. When I started reading the books that were from March O Lord Press, and this is another piece of that story, but when I started finding that Christian fiction, it really impacted me and changed, you know, how I viewed life and just got me searching more for God. And so I think it's important that we as believers share that answer to hope and that message of Christ in every venue that we can. And so for me, that's through fiction. For authors, that's through fiction or nonfiction. And I think it's a really powerful venue, since reading is such a popular, you know, hobby nowadays, especially for young adults.
So it's very clear that your faith has influenced the way you approach young adult fiction. How do you use your faith to either work into the story or when you're reading a story and kind of critiquing it?
Well, the way that my faith has influenced my approach to young adult fiction is that it's a part of me, and I don't want to do anything that's not fulfilling God's purpose for my life. So when I start writing a book, it's with the ultimate goal to glorify Him, and it just comes through naturally. And usually as I'm partway through writing a book, I'll notice a thread of, you know, a spiritual thread, and I'll realize, oh, that's been written in, whether I intended it or not. It's just coming naturally from my faith in Christ, and the inspiration that God's giving me is writing. And one of the threads in A Time to Die is this concept of shalom, which is the way God intended the world to be and the pursuit of that. So before I wrote seriously, everything was just for me and, oh, I want to write a story because I like to write stories. But then that was so unfulfilling. And once I got serious about Christ, it just comes naturally into the writing.
Excellent. Now, did God reveal anything about Himself, or did you learn to look at God in a different way while you were writing the novels?
Yeah, these novels have really completely changed how I view life. The inspiration behind the concept of knowing how long you have to live was because an acquaintance of mine passed away very suddenly, and he was really young. He was my age at the time, and it really got me thinking, how would I live if I knew how long I had? And so I started writing the book, and prior to writing that book, I really didn't pursue life. I was very comfortable in letting it pass by at its own pace, and I was comfortable with where I was in my faith, not necessarily growing, but not necessarily, you know, backsliding. And in writing this book, it completely changed my view of life in general and how temporary it is, but how God can provide a fulfilling life if we're pursuing Him, no matter how long we have, even if it's just a very short time on earth. And so writing the book completely changed that view for me, and inspired me not to be content just being comfortable, but always pushing myself to grow, because I will never grow enough to know God fully. And so why would I ever stop? Because every step deeper is so much more fulfilling. So yeah, I would say it's revolutionary. And part of Parvin's story is really my story in discovering how to have that relationship with God on a deeper level.
Great, great. That's love to hear that. That's a great answer. So let's wrap things up here and let people know where they can get in touch with you and find out about where they can buy your books.
Okay. Well, the best place to get in touch with me is nadinebrandes.com. And that's Brandes is B-R-A-N-D-E-S, not exactly how it sounds. So that's my website, and I have a blog and a contact page. And I'm also on most social media under Nadine Brandes. Goodreads and Facebook are my two favorites. And my book is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble online, still working on the bookstores, and it's also in Lifeway bookstores. So if you live near Lifeway, that's a great place to get it.
Excellent. Nadine, thanks again for joining me on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Once again, I want to thank Nadine for joining me on the podcast. You can find more information about her and links to her website and social media over at strugglingforpurpose.com/Nadine Brandes. You've been listening to Tend the Podcast. My name is John Wilkerson. Thanks for sticking me in your ears.